This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Activists in South Korea are accusing their government of being too soft on North Korea. The same accusation is coming from defectors who've left that communist nation. They're critiquing South Korea's 7-year effort to engage the government that shares the Korean Peninsula. It's called the Sunshine Policy, and it is an effort to improve relations with a neighbor that says it has nuclear weapons. Its critics are asking why the policy has led to no breakthroughs. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Seoul.
It's Sunday morning at the Milal Church in a suburb of Seoul, and a group of North Korean refugees has gathered to sing and pray. Having spent their early years in one of the world's most atheistic states, these men and women are now in one of the most religious, and many of them have embraced the Christian gospel with the fervor they once reserved for the North Korean leaders Kim Il-sung and his son Kim Jong-il. The group prays together, then one of those to stand up and speak is Kim Jong-sol. He's 34 years old, a former member of the North Korean military. He stands erect like a soldier as he speaks. After the meeting, he sits down to talk. Kim, not his real name, fled North Korea 7 years ago through China. Although all North Koreans are given a sum of money to help them settle in when they arrive, Kim says the South Korean government does not solve the fundamental problems facing North Korean refugees.
I hate the South Korean government's engagement policy. It just helps sustain North Korea. South Korea is manipulated by the North, but it thinks it's succeeding in its policies. South Koreans themselves treat us defectors like animals, like objects of pity.
Many working-class South Koreans are increasingly angry that North Korea and North Koreans consume resources that should be coming their way, they say, especially in a slow economy. Kim Jong-sol's 32-year-old wife, a slight woman with a nervous look on her face, is scathing when she analyzes the dream of reunification that all Koreans, North and South, supposedly share.
It's simple. People in the South do not want reunification because it will impinge on their prosperity.
This accusation is common among North Koreans who fled here. In addition, they and NGO workers who helped them say the current South Korean government, in its attempts to engage with North Korea and avoid military conflict, seems to ignore the horrific human rights abuses in the North. Tim Peters is founder of Helping Hands Korea, a Christian organization that assists escaping North Koreans to resettle in the South.
The people are starving. The people are utterly bereft of human rights, the right of free speech, the right of assembly. There are disturbing cases of human experimentation of chemical weapons in the prison system. It's a situation that needs desperate international attention, and it needs it now.
Peters is extremely critical of the South Korean government's approach. He says while South Korean donations of food and cash to the North have increased, North Korea has conceded nothing and has not improved the treatment of its people. Activists are especially angry because this South Korean government is made up of many of the progressive activists who fought so hard for democracy and human rights for South Korea when it was run by a military dictatorship in the 70s and 80s. The issue of North Korean human rights has now become a political football in the highly partisan atmosphere of South Korean domestic politics. Each side uses it to score points against the other. The helpless North Koreans sometimes fall between the cracks. Seo Do-hyun of the South Korean Unification Ministry says its less confrontational approach toward the North is the only way, though it could take time to see results.
We are fully aware of the criticism, but there is no effective alternative to engagement. There are three options: ignore North Korea completely, attack North Korea ourselves, or try to promote peace and prosperity through inter-Korean exchanges and cooperation. So, of course, we must adopt this third option.
The other crucial factor in the equation is the United States, which takes a much harder line on North Korea than the South Korean government. The different approaches taken by the U.S. and South Korean governments toward the North have not yet caused a major rift in the alliance. But so far, neither the South Korean carrot nor the American stick seems to be having any clear impact on the North Korean regime. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.